I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC Newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Nick Reisman at New York State of Politics reports that crime and public safety continue to be Republican campaign issues. Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, said last week, and I quote, "We're working on that, but we've made great strides," end quote. Really, Democrats have done two things on the crime issue recently. They've made some changes to the bail laws, including a provision granting judges more discretion in setting bail in a wider array of cases, and legislators just passed the Clean Slate Act that would seal an estimated 2 million criminal records. Hochul has not said yet whether she will sign that bill, but she seemed to hint she would, saying, and I quote, "This is driven by the business community at a time of great worker shortages, but we're going to have a lot of safeguards in place," end quote. Republicans, such as Assemblyperson Mike Riley, said, and I quote, "It seems like we give those who are criminals and those who are incarcerated more rights than the victims that they assault, that they murder," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Representative Elise Stefanik, a Republican who represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District, released a statement June 20th after the Justice Department announced Hunter Biden, President Joe Biden's son, with federal tax and weapons offenses. Stefanik said, and I quote, "This is the epitome of the politicalization and weaponization of Joe Biden's Department of Justice as they give a slap on the wrist to President Biden's son. A tax fraud and corrupt pay-to-play criminal. It's never been more clear that we have a two-tiered system of justice," end quote. The other Hudson Valley Republican Representative Mark Molinaro did not release a statement about Biden, but continued to clamor for the censure of California Democratic Representative Adam Schiff, though Molinaro has not said why exactly Schiff deserves censure.
Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Republican Mark Molinaro flipped his vote to table a measure to censure Democrat Representative Adam Schiff. Both local Republicans, Molinaro and Elise Stefanik, sided with censuring Schiff for criticizing former President Donald Trump, while local Democrats Pat Ryan and Paul Tonko voted against. The vote to table the censure measure failed 208 to 218 on June 21st. Schiff, a California-based Democrat, became the 25th House lawmaker to be censored. Republicans did not like comments he made several years ago about investigations into Trump's ties to Russia. Molinaro did not say exactly why he voted to censure Schiff in a statement, saying, quote, "Adam Schiff dishonored himself in our nation. When Nancy Pelosi was speaker, I was disgusted that she punished Republicans without due process," unquote. Ryan was clear about his vote against censure, saying, quote, "My constituents in the Hudson Valley sent me here to focus on delivering relief and defending fundamental rights. Instead, MAGA extremists are holding up Congress for multiple weeks, voting on hyperpartisan resolutions rather than addressing the surge in gun violence, protecting women's reproductive freedom, or combating inflation," unquote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. John L. Dorman reports for Business Insider that Representative Elise Stefanik, the Republican who represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District, now wants to expunge the impeachments of former President Donald Trump. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he is in favor of the effort, but has not said when, specifically, he would bring a vote to the floor. Jonathan Turley, a professor at George Washington University Law School, told Reuters Stefanik is making up something that does not exist in the U.S. Constitution. He said, quote, "It is not like a constitutional DUI. Once you are impeached, you are impeached," unquote. Read more about this story in Business Insider.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.